What's going on, y'all? 97.5, the Fanatic, broadcasting from the Xfinity studio, only from Comcast. Devon Givens, along with Tyler Zuli. We are with you until 10 on this Wednesday night, as we have a lot of things to get into. As always, good to be back here with you guys, following the gang at 2 o'clock. Always good to listen to them. So we have quite a bit of things to get into. We've had the head coach of the Philadelphia 76ers speaking for the first time publicly in quite some time, speaking to the media. The last time that happened was on a Zoom call with the media members a few weeks back, but that was before we had a schedule and an idea of what NBA basketball was going to look like. And right now we know it is going to be the Orlando bubble. The 76ers will be participating in that bubble, and the basketball team and the other 29 teams are able to get back together to start things off a little bit more today as a group overall. So we'll hear from Brett Brown and hear what he had to say, listen to what he had to say, speaking to the media for right about 50 minutes, a little bit more than 50 minutes, on what he expects to see in the bubble, what he expects from his team, and how they will fare in this new unprecedented situation that we have in front of us. The Phillies, they are back at it, right? Teams are allowed to report, get their testing in, and getting their testing in, having to wait one more day. It's official, really official, on Friday, July 3rd, as the teams really start to get back at it, to get a head start on what we're going to see July 23rd, 24th, once they are back at it on the field. So a lot to get into there. We mentioned that we had a last night, if you guys heard, we mentioned that we had a little late in the show. We had a little something that we talked about with Curb Your Enthusiasm returning for an 11th season on HBO. And it got into a back and forth. It was just a simple question that I threw at Tyler. And then we got some things on the text board. We got some things on Twitter about the two shows, how they compare to one another. So we're going to throw that. Something with Spike Lee, Ben Simmons. So we got a bunch of stuff to get into. More money. Guys getting paid. We know it's July 1st, so you know who's getting paid today for until like 2035, I think it is, with the way his payment plan has been going. And it is fantastic. From the New York Mets, and that is Bobby Bonilla. So plenty to get into, but we are going to start this evening with the 76ers after Brett Brown spoke to the assembled media today, giving everybody, again, a glimpse of what we should expect from the basketball team as they gear up for Orlando. And a lot of good things coming out of it. We simply have to start off with number one, right? Number one, just looking at what Brown had to say about Joel Embiid, Ben Simmons, their health, the conditioning. I mean, let's call it what it is. Brett simply pointed out how he felt the one guy who did the best or the most work, keeping himself in shape, getting himself ready for the bubble, and the best shape that he has been in since he has been with Brett Brown, that would be Joel Embiid. He talked about Al Horford, where he fits, Shake Milton, his minutes, right? All of this stuff. And listening to Mike and Ty go back and forth on Ben Simmons and the eras of basketball, who could play in certain eras, who would it be, right? Who would it be that can perform? Can Larry Bird, as they talked about, can Larry Bird play in this era? Andrew, I was listening to Andrew and Anthony talk about this earlier when Andrew said that, and I was like, really? I mean, okay, I know he was a slower dude and he didn't have much speed, but he's still Larry Bird, and he would still succeed in today's NBA with the style of play because of the outside shooting, number one. And once that happens, he can put the ball on the floor, make his passes because he has a nice touch when it comes to passing the basketball, all of that. So again, just listening to the shows throughout the day and what everyone is talking about. And Ben Simmons, the deep dive that Mike and Ty and Nat were getting into with the all-star point guard for your Philadelphia 76ers, that's always an interesting topic when it comes to him, right? It's always something that you can really dive into. People get very, very very opinionated about Simmons, very much up in the air about Simmons on who he is, what he does, what he cannot do, and pointing out, of course, the warts that he certainly has on the basketball court, but also, you know, a fair amount of people pointing out the positives that he displays on the floor as well. So as I look at what Brown said today, where I wanted to start with as we get ready to start to share some of the things that are put out there today from Brett Brown. The first one I want to get into is with Joel Embiid. And Joel Embiid, how he feels, how he looks, what Brett has felt about what he's seen from Joel Embiid and the conversations that they've had via Zoom. I'm guessing the individual conversations that they've had, and maybe even just getting reports back from the coaches, the developmental coaches with Embiid, and giving him a positive grade on what they've seen from him thus far. So here is today, Brett Brown discussing again the all-star center, all-defensive level player, Joel Embiid, and what he's been doing over the past couple of weeks, past couple of months since they've been out, and how he just simply feels about his big man. And listen, I think I'm with a lot of people on a I'll wait until I see it type of approach when it comes to Joel Embiid. I'll wait and see it, and then I'll make have my opinion on things, simply because we've heard it before. Started last season where he dropped 25 pounds before the start of the season. But even when he dropped 25 pounds and we were at media day and I'm looking at him, I'm like, yeah, all right, I can see where he lost some weight, but he's still maybe too thick, maybe too big. And with him being too big, he's still going to have to get in basketball shape, which most people are going to have to do at the start of training camp. Get into basketball shape, get out there, get his feet, get his legs underneath him, and allow himself to work back into game-playing shape. Work himself back into game-playing shape and be that dominant player that you want to see from Joel Embiid. So if people are a little bit reluctant to believe not only Embiid when he tells Sixers.com that he has been working out 6 days a week, feels good, feels great, all of those things, and then Brett Brown coming back today and saying that he's in the best shape possible, right? The best shape possible that he can expect from Joel Embiid. I understand where you're like, pardon me if I do not necessarily believe what he's saying about the big fella, because we haven't seen, just like with the team, when they say, okay, this team was built for the playoffs, you have the 65 game sample size and you have the postseason ahead of you, and they say, hey, listen, we're built for the playoffs. When we get there, we'll be the team that we've been talking about all season long. Well, I understand when people say, well, again, pardon me if I don't believe that, simply because of what you saw, simply because of the road woes that you saw from this squad away from Philadelphia that just simply wasn't good enough in order to be one of the top teams in the NBA, right? I mean, pardon me, right? Pardon me. It's just one of those deals. Now, here's a quote, you know, before we get to the audio. Here's a quote. There's nobody on our team that is putting more time than Joel Embiid in terms of his work during the quarantine. Nobody on our team that is putting more time than Joel Embiid. Once again, until we see it, with all due respect, right? Until we see it. Again, it's, I hope he's right. I hope he's right. You don't want it to just be coach speak. You don't want it to be coach speak. You want it to be factual, because in order for them to make the type of run that they want to make, they need him at his best. They need him not only engaged with the work that he's done during the quarantine, and he's physically fit and in the best fitness that Brett Brown likes to talk about, right? The best fitness base, starting at a B, but ultimately moving up to an A. You need Joel Embiid not only to be in his best fitness, but also mentally to be locked in every single game, feeling like he can go into any contest and dominate. Flat out. Flat out. And if that's the case, then of course the 76ers will have a very good chance of making some noise in the NBA playoffs. Of course. So, I mean, when you have something like that, you want to hear it, but what is he going to say? I mean, not how many coaches, number one, are going to come out there and say, well, you know, our guy just flat out doesn't look good. He looks terrible. Could they use that as a motivating type of tool? Sure. That type of quote? Absolutely. Calling him out publicly? But what good is that going to do when you are starting to resume the season, get back at it with the training camp 2.0, and then get to Orlando, get inside the bubble, quarantine for a quick bit, and get back out there on the floor and start there practicing for the preseason games and the 8 regular season games before the playoffs? What is he supposed to say? He's going to say that. So what I wanted to ask, again, before we start to play some of the audio from Brett Brown, is what I want to ask you, because I'm looking at another quote here. The respect and applause I give him for putting in time. There is nobody that is putting more time than Joel Embiid. I'm looking for Joel to come in as good a shape as I have coached him. Okay. Once again, I don't expect anything different from Brett Brown when it comes to the big fella, especially knowing what you know about Joel Embiid in his past, right? We talk about Simmons, and we'll get into him a little bit because it's something with the all defensive first team that I wanted to talk about a little bit. But as far as Joel Embiid, if Brett Brown is saying this type of stuff, listen, flat out, do you believe him, or do you have to simply wait and see it with your own two eyes? Do you believe Brett Brown, or do you want to simply wait and see with your own two eyes? 610-632-0975. Because at this point, I am one of those people that says, I'll wait and see it. There's no reason for Brett Brown to lie. But what Joel Embiid has already done during his career and giving us this type of stuff to maybe not necessarily have him as a truth teller when it comes to his overall fitness base as a truth teller, that I'll wait and see. So that's what I wanted to start off when it comes to Joel Embiid. 610-632-0975. Do you believe Brett Brown when he says Joel Embiid, once again, okay, is right now Joel Embiid in the best shape since he has been under him? There is nobody on our team that has put in more time than Joel Embiid. What do you believe? See it for yourself, or you take the coach at his word? 610-632-0975. I mean, for anything successful overall to happen for this basketball team, it has to be with him. It has to be with him. Because if he comes out and he is that guy, I mean, how important is that for the team? How important is that for Brett Brown, and make things that much easier to go out there, call his offense the way he wants to call his offense, put together his defense the way they want to put it together, the defense. Look at the numbers of minutes, and you've heard Tyrone mention it, the 38 minutes that they've talked about already with Joel Embiid maxing him out at that number during the postseason, because you have to ride your horse. You have to ride the big fella in order for you to have success inside that bubble. So 38 minutes, That's cool with me. He has to be in that shape. So, listen, who does it help more? Who does it help more than anybody on this team? Joel Embiid. Yes, Simmons had the back injury, and that certainly is a problem. We're just talking to everybody in the back now. I'm coming from physical therapy. My back hurts now because of the pre-existing back injury that I've had with the back spasm years ago playing basketball where it locked up on me, and it has never really gone away. Never cured 100%, right? That can happen. Yes, he is 24 years old. He's young, and it could be something that just happened one time. It won't be a long-lasting thing for Ben Simmons, but it could happen anytime. Once again, if I'm out there on the floor and I know one of their best players has a little bit of something like that bothering him, you don't think I'm going to put a little bit extra into my forearm and his lower back? Yeah, I am. And just like I expected to happen to me if I was playing in a pickup game and they saw me laboring a little bit, knowing that I had a pre-existing back injury, and they're going to pick at my back a little bit as well. That's just sports. That's just competition. That's trying to find an edge. But helping the most with this time off? Probably Embiid, where he can take these last 4 months off, mentally get himself back into it, physically get his body right in order to come back in that best fitness base. Best fitness base to perform at a high level for this basketball team. So, it helps him the most. I'm in a wait-and-see approach, but I do love to hear Brett Brown say that Joel Embiid is, in fact, geared up and ready to go. All right? So, that's where we'll start. Do you believe the coach, or are you more in a wait-and-see attitude when it comes to Joel Embiid and his top shape? Right now, returning for Training Camp 2.0. 610-632-0975. Tyler's giving me a thumbs up. Like, come on, man, you're talking too much. Let's play this audio. Well, here is the audio of Brett Brown speaking about Joel Embiid.
I mean, let's just start with the respect and applause I give him for putting in time. There is nobody on our team that has put in more time than Joel Embiid. And forget, you know, what he's actually done in the gym just for a minute. Just go to man hours and consecutive days and the amount of days that he has put in over the past few months. I'm proud of him. I respect him. He needed to do it. You know, we understand the impact that he can have on our team. And I think that once Joel has that fitness base that I'm talking about you know, we get a 3-week runway to deliver him to the regular season. I'm looking for Joel to come in as good a shape as he has been in since I have coached him.
All right, there you go. Brett Brown, Zoom media call. Let's get used to those people. The Zoom media call with the assembled Philadelphia media ahead of Orlando. They leave July 9th to head to Orlando to get in the bubble, the quarantine, and all of that before they start their mini training camp once again for the start of the season. So you just heard it in Brett Brown's words about his all-star center, his anchor of his defense, his go-to number one option on the offensive side of the basketball. Do you believe Brett Brown when he says what he says about Joel Embiid? 610-632-0975. You hear him. And once again, I've always said this about Brett, right? When Brett speaks, he can go for a long time and he'll give you a lot of stuff. The question is, when he gives you the stuff, you know, how much is he pulling you in and you're actually going with what he is saying? And listen, if anybody, like he just said, if anybody needs it, it was Embiid. The time off, the rest for his body, the mental rest where he can get himself back into a place where he feels like he can be dominant. I've said it already. I don't want to hear Embiid say anymore that this is my time. This is my time to be dominant, because you're absolutely right. It's your time to be dominant. You're 26 years of age. You're one of the best players in the NBA. Your time to be dominant is every moment you step on that floor, giving it your best for the team, for the city, and go out there and give them work. You are too talented to be messing around and let me guess and see when is a good time for me to simply go off and be engaged. Not only physically, he has to be mentally engaged into this entire thing in order for them to have the success that we think they should. All right? 610-632-0975. Once again, I'm Devon Givens along with Tyler Zuli. We are with you on this Wednesday night until 10 o'clock. The number is 610-632-0975. It's good to have some sort of, I guess, the steps that are being taken to give us basketball going forward. Good to hear from Brett Brown. We'll start to hear from some players as well. Ryan Brokhoff, he had a chance, the newest member of the Philadelphia 76ers, the shooter from the Dallas Mavericks. He spoke to the media also. So those are some things that, you know, I mean, he's not going to knock anybody's socks off when it comes to the conversation. But, hey, a 40% shooter added to this team for someone like Joel Embiid, the skill set that he has. He talked about being in this offense, liking what they've done with their offense for shooters like Bellinelli, Ilyasova, and specifically J.J. Redick as to why he chose the 76ers along with, of course, Simmons and Embiid. Liking how he could be used as a shooter using his skill set within the flow of the offense and getting it done. All right, so we'll take the phone calls when we get back. 610-632-0975. We'll present our question for the evening as well with Curb Your Enthusiasm and Seinfeld. We'll give it to you on the other side. Take your thoughts on it. We'll hear from Tyler Zuli, get his thoughts on Embiid and what Coach Brown had to say. We're going to run a lot of what Brett Brown had to say with the media this earlier this afternoon and play off of a lot of things that he has pointed out, because I want to hear what you guys have to say about the team in general now that you can hear from the head coach. Once again, 610-632-0975. Along with you until 10, Tyler Zuli, Devon Givens, right here on this Wednesday night, 97.5 The Fanatic.
Give me that phone. Devon Givens on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Oh, sorry. I was looking at Malika Andrews on ESPN.com talking about Damian Lillard doubting all bubble rules will be followed. That's not really why I was paying attention to Malika Andrews. I was paying attention to Malika Andrews. What's going on? Tyler Zuli produced the show. Devon Givens with you, 610-632-0975. Joel Embiid, according to Brett Brown, is in good shape. And that's a good thing for this basketball team. I want to know where you guys fall on that one right now. We've seen Embiid. We've heard about all of these things before. They have not necessarily been the case when they have taken the floor. Are you buying it? Again, he has no reason to lie because we're about to find out for ourselves. I'm not blaming Brett Brown for saying it, especially in his case, as a head coach, seeing Joel Embiid from the first time he stepped on the floor here in Philadelphia to right now as they get ready for Orlando, he's seen him in every situation getting ready for a season. So if he's seen him, he knows it might be 100%, might be 85%, just based on how Embiid has shown up ready for camp. So 610-632-0975. And last night, yesterday it was released, and last night we spoke about it. Curb Your Enthusiasm is... Curb Your Enthusiasm is back for an 11th season. And I love Curb Your Enthusiasm. Okay? Larry David is hilarious. Love the characters of the show. It's fantastic, right? It's fantastic. So, but I've also pointed out where I am a big, big Seinfeld guy through and through. My favorite TV show of all time. I still put Seinfeld ahead of Curb. Some people don't like Seinfeld, but like Curb. George Costanza is based off of Larry David. Okay? His life and the weirdness and the uncomfortable situations that he gets himself into. Which show do you enjoy more? Seinfeld or Curb Your Enthusiasm? Tyler has put up a poll on 97.5 The Fanatic on Twitter. I still go with Seinfeld. Curb is fantastic. But I'm a Seinfeld guy first, still. All right? I'm a Seinfeld guy first, still. So, which show do you enjoy more, Seinfeld or Curb Your Enthusiasm? You can vote at 975 The Fanatic. Last night when we put this out there towards the end of the show, we started getting things on the text board and on Twitter talking about how great Curb is, and that Curb is better than Seinfeld. All right, I just happen to disagree. I love them both. I love Seinfeld more. So that's where we're going to start with that one as far as the side topic to go off of. And then it doesn't necessarily, I mean, if you want to call in and talk about it when you speak on the Sixers and NBA, feel free. Appreciate it. But again, you can vote at 97.5 The Fanatic on Twitter. The question, which show do you enjoy more? 610-632-0975. Tim right away says, I love Curb, but Seinfeld is an all-time great. Well, listen, Curb might be an all-time great. Just a matter of which one you enjoy more. Now, let's say this too. Curb has the advantage here of cable television, where they can say whatever they want on HBO. And they do. They do. But Seinfeld still gave it to you in a way where it worked that way without being able to give you every bit of language you want from cable television. Sometimes they said things and they bleeped it out, which was perfect for the show and how it played with the storyline that happened, like the one specifically where they were in the frozen yogurt spot. And, or no, I won't even give you that one. The one that's sitting at Jerry's table, the kid whose father owns the store, comes in, he's talking to the mom, he's sitting at the table with the kid, and while he's talking to the mom, Jerry recorded one of his spots, a stand-up spot on the old cassette tapes, and the kid just starts ripping the actual ribbon outside of the tape, just ripping it outside of the tape. And Jerry says, "What are you doing, you little bleep, bleep, bleep?" And of course, they bleep it out, but it's fantastic again for what it was doing on NBC because you knew what he was saying. I love them both. I love Seinfeld more. But which show do you enjoy more? 610-632-0975. Let's start to talk about the Sixers and Joel Embiid as they get ready for training camp 2.0. Brett Brown speaking. And I'm ready for it. I'm ready for it. Still some hurdles. Still some questions. And we just talked about Damian Lillard saying that people are not going to follow the rules of the bubble. Stephen A. went off and said, hey, guys, you do realize that they're not going to follow all of these rules, specifically about women on the outside and meeting up with, you know, women on the outside and staying inside that bubble for 3.5 months and not being around the opposite sex and that type of stuff. Well, we've been talking about it for the last couple of weeks when I said, according to somebody that I have spoken to around the league, that there are already guys who have rented homes off the campus. What's going to happen? Damian Lillard is speaking out. Bradley Beal, Victor Oladipo. Now it's being reported that they might not go to Orlando to play in the bubble. So we'll see. Maybe it's lining up for the Philadelphia 76ers. But again, 610-632-0975. Swerve Daddy on Twitter says, never watched either. You might be one of those people as well. All right? You might be one of those people as well. So Tyler, before we start taking phone calls, number one, tell the people how you feel about Seinfeld and where you are with Curb. And then we'll get you Sixers point.
So I think that I am probably part of a larger group than you'd expect of people right about my age, you know, mid to late 20s that just were either too young when Seinfeld was at its peak or didn't watch it or whatever it might be, that I go back and I watch episodes, and it's not like I've watched two or three and I'm like, nah, this stinks, I'm out. You know, I've watched enough of the show to have a good sample size to say a lot of the things that I think the people that watched the show when it aired found funny are things to me that maybe just don't resonate with me, or they don't, you know, it's not part of my generation's humor or something along those lines, to the point where, you know, especially topical humor, because topical humor only works during the time frame that it's in. So there may be things said, you know, from the 90s where I was a kid and I'm like, you know, I just don't get it. So for me, Seinfeld was never my show. I've tried it. I just can't get into it. Curb, on the other hand, I know it's the same writer and a lot of similar styles and things like that. But maybe because I'm a little bit older and I had a chance to watch Curb for what Curb was, that I think the jokes resonate with me a little bit more. So for me, Curb Your Enthusiasm is a, I enjoy. I may not say it's a better show, but I enjoy it more.
Okay, and listen, I get it clearly, because I'm a huge fan of Curb Your Enthusiasm, so I get where people will go that way as well. But for me, and I am older than you, so maybe that is the case, but there are people who my age as well who just have not watched Seinfeld, don't like Seinfeld, somewhere along those lines, but have been able to latch on to Curb Your Enthusiasm and enjoy it big time, right? Not miss it on Sundays when it would come on. So I get it.
Well, and I totally understand, you know, like the people that say, oh, Seinfeld's my favorite show. It's one of my favorites. Yeah, you. I mean, yeah, yes, you.
Me.
I'm not sitting here saying, like, what are you crazy? That show stinks. I understand that it just doesn't fit my age group or whatever it might be, or maybe my particular sense of humor.
Yeah, all right.
But I totally get it if it's one of your favorite shows.
All right, I appreciate it, man. I appreciate it. We'll get your thoughts on the Sixers in a second. Philly Bry says here on Twitter, before we start things off on the phones, Cheers is the best show ever, hands down. Okay, Philly Bry, that's fine. You mean, I appreciate you giving us your favorite, your best. But between the two, if you watch Seinfeld and Curb Your Enthusiasm, if you enjoy them both, or maybe you don't, which one do you prefer? Make sure you let us know that too, while Cheers to You is the best show, hands down. So, Sixers, 610-632-0975, Joel Embiid. Joel Embiid, are you buying that he is in this best fitness base and shape of his career, and he has done the most work during this time off that Brett Brown is saying? Or are you basically saying, hey, Brett, I appreciate it, I'm sure you're right, but I have to wait and see it? 610-632-0975. As promised, Tyler, give us yours before we get to the phones.
I'd like to believe it. I really would. I would love to just be able to say, yep, we're good. And I got somebody tweeted at me and said, you know, basically you can't ask this question because it's not like he's out of shape, you know, compared to certain other players in the league.
Right.
And I totally get that sentiment, but we've seen in the past where that's not necessarily the case.
Right. I've gotten here on Twitter from Don. Bro, Don is here. And Don, we talk quite a bit on Twitter. Don says, Devon, sounding like you're doubting. You're doubting.
I am.
Got to give Joe some benefit. My goodness, he's not buying him. While he may not be Andrew Bynum, and we've seen him perform, what we want from him, Don, right now, is him to, as I've said, be at his best during the stretch, not only for the 8 regular season games, but be at his best, most importantly, when they get to the postseason run, simply because we have yet to see him at that level. So, Don, I am doubting. While I am giving him the benefit of the doubt, I have the right, I have every right to doubt him that he is in that shape that Brett Brown is talking about. It is not on Brett, it's on Joel to be mature enough to make sure he handles his business the way that he should during this time off. He might be. He said to Sixers.com that he's been working out 6 days a week. You just heard us read some quotes. You just heard Brett Brown himself say, Ty, one more time before we get to Seabass to start us off and everybody following. One more time, Brett Brown on Joel Embiid today.
I mean, let's just start with the respect and applause I give him for putting in time. There is nobody on our team that has put in more time than Joel Embiid. And forget, you know, what he's actually done in the gym just for a minute. Just go to man hours and consecutive days and the amount of days that he has put in over the past few months. I'm proud of him. I respect him. He needed to do it. You know, we understand the impact that he can have on our team. And I think that once Joel has that fitness base that I'm talking about, and, you know, we get a 3-week runway to deliver him to the regular season, I'm looking for Joel to come in as good a shape as he has been in since I have coached him.
And again, look, he's not going to be in the best shape right away when they start, only because they have not been playing full court 5-on-5 basketball. He can be working out. He can be in that good shape where he's able to do that stuff. But the only way to get into basketball shape is playing basketball 5-on-5, head up, man up, let's go. He has not been doing that. So, yes, he has to get into basketball shape. But it's the fitness base that you heard at the very end with Brett Brown speaking about Joel Embiid that we need to see right from the start. So 610-632-0975. You can vote at 975 The Fanatic about Curb and Seinfeld. Which show do you enjoy more? All right, that's at 975 The Fanatic. Let's start off in Cherry Hill, as promised, with Seabass right here, tipping us off on 975 The Fanatic. What's up, Seabass?
Devon, what's up, man? Great show.
Thank you.
So first of all, I want to say there's no way Joel Embiid's in shape. He hasn't been in shape his whole career when gyms are open and everything is readily available. There's no way he's in shape.
Now, are we talking again? Are we talking basketball shape, or are we just talking shape where he has kept his body in a good place until they return?
Kept his body in a good place.
Okay.
90% of people in this quarantine have a worse body now. There's no way Joel Embiid, who... one of the laziest players has you know, gotten in better shape. I'll be very surprised, and I honestly hope that's the case, but I don't think that's true.
And it's crazy because I never like hearing, you know, and listen, you're not the first to say it. Most lazy guys you've ever seen.
Yeah, I mean,
I hate to have to hear that.
Yeah, I mean, I shouldn't say the laziest I've ever seen, but you get.
I understand what you're saying. Yeah,
yeah. But also, I just want to say that Seinfeld is so superior to her. So the beauty of Curb or the beauty of Seinfeld is it's timeless. Whoever was speaking earlier, I think it's your producer. There's no 90s references. It's all classic coincidences and situations that people get in every single day. So whether you're the 90s, 80s, 70s, no matter what time period you're from, it's always funny, which is great. There's no cell phones. It's a great show. Now, the best part of Seinfeld, though, is the classic, like, actresses and actors that make cameos and appearances and are characters. Am I right?
Yep. The cameos, as you just said, even though it's way back then, as far as the cell phones and all, everything still relates to your daily life now, though. It's the best. Yeah.
The way people walk, the way people eat things, the way people sneeze, like, whatever little situation could be, Seinfeld is just great, but I do love Curb. Curb is still hilarious and one of my favorite shows, but Seinfeld just takes the edge over Curb any day.
I agree. Your thoughts on just kind of bringing things from the Midday Show and Mike's show, Simmons and Larry Bird. What were your thoughts on that?
Simmons would destroy Larry Bird. Simmons would shut Larry Bird down. There's no way Larry Bird gets any shot off, any pass off with Ben Simmons on him. Ben Simmons superior, for sure.
Now why would you say that? And again, this is something that we were going to talk about a little bit later with Simmons making the All-NBA Defensive First Team, according to The Athletic, with a poll with like 33 coaches that were anonymously polled from this story. I understand the athleticism. I understand how great Ben Simmons is as a defender. He doesn't get enough credit because we focus on the things that he doesn't do on offense. Why do you think he would do that to a Hall of Famer that is a top 10 player all time?
So, I mean, we can make the same comparison, like, you know, with old school quarterbacks and, you know, how they were great during a time where, where maybe things in a matter of, as opposed to now where Ben is, you know, almost 7 foot. He's got a wingspan that's crazy. He's so strong, so fast. And if you were to put him against this guy, I mean, this guy scored points at a time where maybe people weren't so fast, weren't so tall, weren't so athletic, weren't, you know, there weren't international players. There weren't all these different factors where, you know, Larry Bird was able to, you know, be in a time period where he excelled, where I think where Ben Simmons would just shut him down and given it at any time, for sure. Mm-hmm. It's just, he's so far, it's just a wow. quick twitch. I mean, okay, he's a Hall of Famer.
And I'm only saying wow because Larry Bird saw the best defenders even in his time. So those guys were really good defenders as well. And he would do what he does, Larry Bird, to make him an all-time great.
You know, I don't know if I said this, but I don't know anything about basketball. So I don't know if I said that earlier, but don't take my word for anything.
Oh, man. Well, listen, either way, Seabass, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it, both on the Sixers and Curb Your Enthusiasm in Seinfeld, man. Appreciate it. 610-632-0975. That whole thing about, as I was listening and then Andrew saying that Bird just simply could not play. What did he say? He would be an 11th man in today's NBA.
11th man.
I mean, Drew.
It's crazy,
come
man.
Come on. Yeah. Come on, Drew. No.
And that's somebody whose basketball opinion I really respect.
Yeah, not an 11th man.
Come on. You,
he's still an all-star.
Shoot,
he's still
shoot,
a Hall of
man.
Famer. Yeah, he'll adjust. He'll adjust. Right now, people are saying that Luka Doncic is Larry Bird. That's what they're saying. A young Larry Bird.
I think that's a fair comparison.
So if Luka Doncic can be a young Larry Bird, who his trajectory is already pointing up, right? Luka Doncic. Then of course, Larry Bird could play in today's game. And when I say he's compared to Larry Bird, it's like people from back in the day who have enjoyed Larry Bird's game and see Luka Doncic now, they're saying this is the first person to come close to being Larry Bird. Not Dirk. Dirk is his own. Right? It's Luka Doncic. So if Luka Doncic could come in and do these things, you have to believe that Larry Bird could do those as well. And yes, Ben Simmons has locked up Luka Doncic at a young age, but Luka Doncic has also had success against some great defenders. He's had some success against Ben Simmons. He is that good. Larry Bird is that great. 610-632-0975. We are Coach Bird on Twitter. Seinfeld all day. Philly Bride did jump back in and say, I did the poll and I voted for Curb. I appreciate it. Bucket, Debo, McPuffin, love it. Seinfeld over Curb. I enjoyed both. See? Man, we're going to update the poll as we go along to let you guys know what it looks like on Twitter.
So I got a text from my brother.
Okay.
About why he does not like Seinfeld.
Oh, man.
Ready for this? Both of you. This is a quote.
Quote.
It's a quote. Because it's terrible people doing terrible things, and just because they have a camera on them, we're supposed to just like them.
Yes.
Quote.
Yeah, you don't have to like them.
But, like...
Listen, bro. You don't have to like them. You just have to like the show and how it goes, how it's put together, how the storylines are written each week to, again, provide us things that, hey, that happened to me. Hey, I saw that happen to so-and-so. This stuff happens every day. All right, so these things happen on Curb, too.
Right, so like these things happen every day, right? So
and on Curb, by the way.
Oh,
is
sure.
Is your brother a Curb fan?
I don't think he's ever watched
it. Okay, all right.
But like, so my thought process is, you know, these things happen every day, and one of these events that they highlight might have happened to you. Maybe two, three, a low number of these events have happened to you. And when you watch them all in, like, continuity with Seinfeld, it seems to be funny. But if you, like, individually look at it at an event, you're like, it's like, it reminds me of the move in the couch scene in Friends.
When it gets stuck on.
Yeah, and the only thing that has any redeemable value from that scene is Ross screaming pivot, right? But it's those kind of events. It's,
that's funny.
All right, we're moving a couch. Yeah. Fixing a fridge. You know, like, these are just, they're just things that happen.
Yes.
So are they actually...
Right, it's a show about nothing because these things happen to us every day.
That's what I mean.
And
so
they made it funny. That's what I'm saying.
I just don't get it.
All right.
I get, like I said, I get your point. I get why you like it so much, and I understand why people like it so much, but
yeah.
I don't get it.
I mean, early Seinfeld, very, very beginning when people were like, all right, this might not make it, and it turned out to be one of the greatest of all time. A simple one of going to the cleaners, right, that Jerry does, going to the cleaners, puts his shirt into the cleaners, comes back, it's now a three-year-old long-sleeve chino shirt type of shirt, right? And it's like, guys, what happened? I didn't do that. You haven't had that happen at a cleaners where something like that takes place? Of course, and it's funny. It's funny. Come on. Can't believe we're debating this. Now I'm really on Team Seinfeld. 610-632-0975. I know Mike is a Seinfeld guy. I should have asked Mike to call in and participate in this as a Seinfeld supporter as well. Let's go to Goose in South Philly on the Fanatic. What's up, Goose?
What's going on, Devon? How you going? How you doing?
Goose, I'm good, man. What's happening?
I'm doing great. I'm going to just start by saying that I'm not even going to question Embiid's health. Like the previous caller said, there's no way he's in health when everything else is, he's not healthy. You understand what I'm saying?
So you're in a wait and see approach.
I'm in a I don't care. I know his history. And to me, he don't seem like he don't really love the game that much to be 4 months away from basketball and stay away from Chick-fil-A. So
his track record it has just done it in for you.
Yeah, he shot with me.
Okay.
So if he comes in in shape and he plays all the games, then I'll be surprised. But about the Seinfeld curve thing, my whole life is Seinfeld. Ever since I first saw that first episode about the stinky car with the valet.
Yes.
That was my first episode I ever seen, and I fell in love ever since. My whole life is Seinfeld, and I think where people mess up with Seinfeld is they go into it expecting something when it's really a show about nothing. It's literally a show about, like you just said, it has no rhyme or reason to it. It's just four friends who get into stuff daily, which is everyday stuff with us, and they turn it into a big deal and making a show about it, and it's hilarious.
Yep, they give us 23 minutes. It's entertaining, and I enjoy it.
I watch it so much, I could be in my kitchen with it on a Hulu cooking, and I'm still laughing at it because I know every episode, and it's still relatable to me. Now, what he said, Julie said earlier about he can relate to some of the topics, I get that part. But that's not the entire Seinfeld catalog.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
That whole show, it could relate. It transcends with any time period. So I'm definitely a Seinfeld guy. I enjoy Curb. But I'm not like a Curb nut, like I'm a Seinfeld nut.
Yeah, absolutely. And before you go, Goose, as the Sixers get started, I'm sure we'll speak to you once the season gets underway. Right now, again, you said what you said about Embiid. You don't trust what Brown said, not because of Brown, but more because of the history of Embiid. How do you feel about them and what their chances are in the bubble?
Anything is possible. It's up for grabs with anybody. I like our chances. It's up for grabs. I'm going to watch it. I miss sports. I don't really care who wins. That's my take on it. So
wow.
I just really wanted to talk about Seinfeld.
Listen, I appreciate it, man. At least you being honest. We appreciate it, Goose. Thanks for the call, man.
No doubt. You guys be safe.
You as well, man. We'll catch up. 610-632-0975. Q, we'll start with you when we get back with the Seinfeld, with Larry Bird, the Sixers, and all of that. The 6 o'clock hour was brought to you by Family & Company Jewelers. Visit them on Route 70 or Malta, New Jersey, or at familyjewelers.com, south of Jersey's Diamond Destination. Brett Brown says he loves what Joel Embiid has been doing with his time since they've halted the season. Could be in the best shape that he has ever had him in while they've been here together in Philadelphia. Are you buying it? Or has Joel Embiid's history just simply giving you a different outlook on, I'll wait and see that sorry, Brett, but I'll wait and see when we get there. 610-632-0975. I'm Devon Givens, along with Tyler Zuli, here until 10 on The Fanatic.